USA Radio News.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
Well, it was very typical President Trump, very nationalistic, unilateral statement. I was pleased with what he said about Russia, for instance. You know, he's taking off the gloves, and there's been some questions about that. I was pleased about the North Korea issue. Things are better. I was pleased he didn't announce a summit. I want to see more preparation and more North Korea doing a lot more before we get a summit.
As Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has now publicly denied ever sexually assaulting anyone, the White House said it would be open to hearing from Kavanaugh's latest accuser, Deborah Ramirez. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The State Department has pledged a total of $75 million for a global campaign to end forced labor, modern slavery, and human trafficking. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan announced details of the campaign called Stepping Up Action to End Forced Labor, Modern Slavery, and Human Trafficking. During his address to the UN, he spoke about the global problem of forced labor.
There are an estimated 25 million victims of forced labor around the world, a quarter of whom are children. Behind those victims is a massive industry that nets about $150 billion in annual profits.
I'm John Clemens.
Consumer confidence in September rose to its highest level in 18 years. The Consumer Board Index rose from 134.7 in August to 138.4 this month. This news comes after the news last week that initial jobless claims fell to their lowest level in nearly 49 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today, President Trump addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. Now, the speech went just over an hour long, and the president talked about some of the things America believes in.
America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination. In America, we believe strongly in energy security for ourselves and for our allies.
A new study finds exercise can help keep your memory in shape. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
And the new study says you don't have to do much. Just a little exercise every day can improve your memory. Scientists from the University of California, Irvine, had test subjects do 10 minutes of light exercise like yoga or just basic walking every day. And they found even that modest amount of low-impact exercise enhanced communication between the regions of the brain that store and recall memories. The study's published in the latest edition of the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.